USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and other world leaders are in Germany for the G7 summit. The president saying the G7 countries are going to refrain from importing gold from Russia. Biden saying the decision will put a dent in Russia's exportation of gold, which amounts to billions of dollars every year. An official G7 statement on the matter is expected sometime Tuesday. Two people are under arrest for property destruction at the Supreme Court, where protests have turned violent in the wake of the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. U.S. Capitol Police saying the pair allegedly threw paint over the fence that separates protesters from the others at the building. Gas prices continuing to fall. The latest AAA station survey saying the current average is $4.90 a gallon. That's down 8 cents from a week ago. USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Gas prices have dipped slightly over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells Fox News how much prices have decreased.
There's been a drop in the average pump price for the first time in 9 weeks. This is a 4 cent decline to an average price for a regular grade of $5.05 per gallon. The last time this happened, it was followed by a really big jump at the pump of 86 cents because oil prices bounced back up. I don't think that will occur this time.
Gas prices are still about $1.90 more per gallon than they were a year ago. A huge shipment of baby formula is now on the ground in Texas. A cargo plane carrying 150,000 pounds of baby formula from Germany arrived at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport Sunday. That's enough to supply over 1.5 million bottles of formula amid the ongoing shortage. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As temperatures outside heat up, it can take just minutes for temperatures inside your car to rise to dangerous levels. 80% of temperature increase inside the car occurs within the first 10 minutes. That's according to data from Kids and Car Safety. On average, 38 kids a year die from heat exhaustion after being left inside a car. Hyundai and Kia have rear occupant alert systems in certain models that can detect when someone has been left in the back seat after the car is turned off. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says more auto manufacturers need to adopt this technology.
This kind of system ought to be absolutely basic technology in an age where cars are literally computers on wheels. There is no excuse for failing to detect a child in a car that is going to be locked in hot weather.
United Airlines is reducing the amount of flights from Newark Liberty International Airport next month. The company is cutting around 50 flights daily, or 12% of its schedule, to reduce delays at its New Jersey hub. The Powerball jackpot continues to climb. Monday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery will be worth $346 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.